Hi, I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's video on how to retire happily. And today I want to talk about the role of caregiver, whether it's a parent, a partner or spouse, or maybe another family member. If there's somebody that you need to care for, whether you're living with them or just somebody you love that you take care of that lives somewhere else. There's really a few things that I want to cover. And the first is to prevent burnout. It's so easy to get burnt out as a caregiver because you love the person, you want to do for them. And if they're really needy, it's easy to do. But if you think about when you've traveled on the airplane, what do they tell you? They say, if the masks come down, put the mask on you first. And the reason they say that is because if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of anyone else. And that really does apply as a caregiver. We have to take care of ourselves. What do we need so that we can be the loving person in your parent or family member or spouse's life? So we have to maintain our own, excuse me, our own health, both our physical health as well as our emotional health. What are we doing for ourselves? Are we taking the time to be with friends, to celebrate, to take time just for yourself to do whatever you want, whether it's read a book, go shopping, watch some TV, whatever it And do you reach out for help? And if not, I highly recommend you do. There are friends, if not family members, who are willing to help you. Some will offer a little help, some a lot. And there are resource groups, all kinds of resource groups, in person, in your local community, as well as online. People that understand what you go through. People who can guide you, who can give you suggestions. And others who are going through the same thing, who can give you ideas of what they do. And also, so you know that you're not going crazy because you're not alone. There's lots of people out there. I'm a caregiver to my partner, and I have to take care of myself so I can be a loving partner. So I hope you will take this to heart and really look at, are you doing everything you need to, not only for the person you're giving care but to care for yourself? Unfortunately, there are lots of stories of people who end up sicker and more debilitated as a caregiver than the person for whom they're giving the care. Don't let that be you. Thanks for being here. I wish you laughter today. And I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.